Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Wheel in the Way, Streets of Morceau, episode three. We are playing a game that I don't remember Urban the name of the author. The author. We are playing Urban Shadows by Andrew Medeiros and Mark Diaz Truman, which is A Hack of Apocalypse World by D. Vincent Baker. With me, as always, are... We are an actual play podcast about good times, bad times, statistical improbabilities, and rampant heterophobia. With me, as always, is Victoria.
Yo.
She uses she, her pronouns. You can find her on Chicken Gums on Tumblr, Lanira on AO3, and Chicken Gums on Patreon, Dr. Erica
and
D. Price.
And Flawed Victory on Twitter.
Erica D. Price.
Hello.
They use they, them pronouns. They're an adjunct professor. You can find them at Erica D. Price on Twitter, Tumblr, and Medium. We have Taylor. They use they, them pronouns. You can find them on Zash Konu on Tumblr, AO3, and SoundCloud. And Rose.
Hello.
She uses she, her pronouns. You can find her on Sabrosian _ Smithy on AO3. And we'll get right into it, because there was definitely a cliffhanger last week. So, if you remember, you all walked into this trap, and they pulled their guns on you, and Patrice said something very super villainish. I don't remember what it was. I should have re-listened, but I think it was, "Well, how nice of y'all to arrive." It was probably more of a French accent, but my French accent is terrible.
All right.
So how many people is there?
There are you four. Mm-hmm. He has three bodyguards. Patrice Picard himself, and a woman who is tied up on the ground next to his desk. It's a very fancy desk, by the way. It's made of, like, the finest mahogany. The inlays are, like, absolutely, like, master-crafted.
Kindling, you mean?
Is this the second time we've went wait in, like, we've completely weighed in on a fucking desk, like, four times this podcast, I swear to God.
Yeah, this desk probably weighs close to 2,500 pounds. It's enormous and solid.
I know that pun. I call it.
Thank you. So what do y'all do?
Can I set the desk on fire?
I'm in the doorway, right?
The door slammed behind you, but yes.
Okay. I think actually we said that, like, Mary is, like, right outside, and the other two followed me in. I'm kind of, like, blocking everybody.
Yeah, but as soon as she walked in she, like, just stepped inside the doorway, and it slammed shut behind her.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Like, I'm going to, unless someone is going to preempt a word, I'm going to do a thing.
Not quite yet. Let's let Tallulah act first, since, you know, she's leading the charge. She does it literally. She gets to do it metaphorically as well. Tallulah, what do you do?
What would she do first? Oh, God damn it. And she, kind of steps subtly in front of, Dale and Yuki.
Okay, so just, like, a bit to the left.
Yeah, her hands are up, but she's got a tomahawk up her sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Literally?
Literally. Like, she can
just... gotta be pretty bulgy.
Well, okay, whatever. She can get her tomahawk quickly, let's put it that way.
Okay, yeah. It's probably on, like, a strap or something somewhere.
Sure.
That wasn't, like, a joke or anything. It just, like, it's got, like, a leather holster.
Yeah.
That has, like, snaps. It was definitely her mother's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see.
All right.
So what do you do? I'm sure you know why I asked you to attend to me, Miss Tallulah. And he says that with a little bit of scorn.
Mm. Actually, I've got no clue. I killed a couple of vampires, and all of a sudden I've got people breathing down my throat.
Well, first off, I believe you have my box.
Look, dude, I don't know where you can get that surgery, but I have it.
Lord.
He tilts his head to the right, and one of the guards kicks Chanel in the ribs hard.
Oh, that was not even in Kirk. Okay.
You hear her whimpering and crying through her gag. She's just a human.
I know. You really... Don't touch her again.
I don't think you're in any position to negotiate.
Well, I mean, technically, mechanically speaking.
Yeah. Mary, what did you want to do?
Yeah, I wanted to introduce myself.
Okay, do that.
I think she kind of like uses the point of the parasol and kind of nudges people out of the way until she's making eye contact with Patrice, and just says, "Hello, Patrice."
Oh, Miss Mary, you always do seem to pop up in the most novel of places.
Don't I?
Do you really have to be part of this?
I thought you'd know better by now. When there's something interesting happening, I tend to find my way into the mix.
Oh, you're just the cat after the cream, ain't you?
I think she takes like just a couple steps back. Just so she's not like, she doesn't want to spend too much time in the front because there's guns. So she takes like a couple steps back, but like kind of elegantly.
She strolls backwards. Yeah, this isn't a retreat.
She's not retreating. She's just sort of walking.
She moonwalks.
She is surveying her kingdom as she like regally floats back to the back of the room.
And she says, I'm sorry, what was it that he said again? I'm having trouble tracking right now.
Just like the cat after the cream, ain't you?
Well, there's nothing particularly pleasant for me to eat here, but yes.
Now, Miss Spirit Warrior, I don't suppose I can convince you to hand over what belongs to me?
What exactly belongs to you?
My box. You stole it from my warehouse.
Give me a second. I gotta like weigh loyalty here. Okay, so Tula keeps her mouth shut, but she definitely gives like Mary a glare.
Mary's behind you. Are you gonna turn around to do this?
No. Okay, she just kind of keeps her mouth shut and glares in general, I guess.
Just sort of like an all-purpose glare.
She gave like a fucking, I don't know if any of y'all believe in aura, but Mary can tell. Mary knows.
Tallulah, if you give up that irreplaceable box for a replaceable human, I will kill you.
The box is super replaceable at the moment. There's nothing in it.
Kid, you couldn't kill me.
Shh, they don't know that.
So what will it be, Tallulah? The easy way or the hard way?
Well, was Mary speaking?
No, I thought I had something to say, and I did not.
Well, if they're actually going to do this peacefully. Okay, so the box is broken, right?
No, the box is in perfect condition.
Well, that's not going to work.
Is it closed?
It's back at Mary's house. Unless y'all brought it.
Did we?
Because you never said you were bringing it.
Well, I'm trying to think. That. Did the note mention like ransom of any kind?
Yes, but Tallulah probably didn't relay that to you.
No, she gave me the note because she didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah, she asked for the symbol.
But we didn't say we got in the box.
Yeah, the note said bring that, so yeah. Mary's probably got it in her arms.
I mean, if you want to do that, sure. I was thinking...
Tallulah was carrying it, and it's on the ground now, probably.
Well, probably she passed it off to someone because she was like, I'm going to do murder in a second.
She handed the box to Dale and
Dale, the door. Dale, you're carrying a giant ornate box. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, what do you do?
Alright, well, fuck the metagaming shit.
Yeah, fuck the metagaming. Just be true to the character. By the way, their guns aren't, like, trained at you like they should be, probably. They're just kind of, like, holding them in your general direction.
We could probably take them, but I'm not sure Tallulah would think she can take them right now, so...
You could definitely take them. It doesn't matter whether Tallulah thinks she could take them, so the Tallulah knows she could take them.
It's right now Tallulah has several broken ribs and doesn't want to get in a fight.
Didn't you heal one harm?
Yeah.
So, what did you heal?
My ribs are set. They still hurt.
Well, yeah, but like you had three different kinds of harm. I'm just wondering which one you don't have anymore.
I mean, technically speaking, I got clotheslined, kick in the chin, and a kick in the chest. So the chest wound is healed, technically, but...
It's set, yeah.
It makes more sense for it to become unset,
like, if you took another harm, and that would just be, you know, taking the harm. It wouldn't be an additional thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in character speaking, like, her ribs hurt like a bastard.
Not as much as you might think.
Does she heal that quick? Like, I fucked up.
No, it's just the spirit warrior mojo.
Gotcha.
You know, it's a painkiller. I mean, you do heal quicker. Like, a regular human would be down for, like, a month with that injury, but...
Alright, so... She's probably smart enough to have realized by now they want what's in the box, not the box.
Yes.
Tallulah's dumb, but she's not that dumb.
Right.
I would hope.
Just making sure. It's a pretty nice box.
It's a very nice box.
An irreplaceably well-made box, just saying.
This is absolutely true.
Can I flick my, like, wrist and just have my cross... Or not my crossbow, but my tomahawk in my hand?
Yes.
All right, so she does
that. Do you do that? Okay, so you're holding the tomahawk.
And cracks her neck, and then starts speaking.
And they raise the guns to aim at you. What do you say?
Now we can all get out of here healthily. We put the box down. You let her go. We leave. And in return, I don't kill you, your pathetic friends, and everyone you've ever known.
Oh, little girl, I think you're overestimating yourself.
Well, that doesn't matter, because I get a roll of blood.
Let's see. How does that move work again?
If I'm holding my weapon with intent
to use
it.
No, not that move. Oh. Not that move. Persuade. You know what? Give me that.
All right. It might cross your fingers. Hey!
13. Let's see. All right. Open the box. Make sure it's still what's in there. What's supposed to be in there is in there. You can take the girl and go.
Shit. God damn it. All right.
So Dale tries to look composed, but definitely his eyes go wide a little bit for a second, and then he kind of looks down at the box.
Real quick question. What are these wild, or are they power, or like what are these guys?
They are knight.
Oh, okay, so I don't get an experience or anything from that.
No, because you've already used yours on knight.
Yep, oh well.
Also, it's just a blood roll, not a faction roll, so you wouldn't anyway.
Oh, good point.
What does the opening mechanism for the box look like? Like, how does it open?
It's like one of those bullshit handcrafted puzzles where you gotta, like, press a bunch of places and, like, turn and, like, do a bunch of hand bullshit.
Okay.
You can probably do it.
Okay.
You saw it done once or twice.
Okay.
God damn it. I can't believe I got a 13 and we're not getting jack shit.
Well, you're getting it. He trusts you.
Yeah, that's helpful.
I mean, it is. If he didn't trust you.
An idea is you could use this to kind of close space, you're like, okay, I'll bring the box over right in front of you in tomahawk range without getting shot at.
Well, I mean, now it's like Dale's impetus here.
Yeah, well, you could just be like, hey, give me the box.
Okay.
Well, Dale, what do you do? Patrice is looking dead at you. Well, bring me the box.
Thank you. She like reaches
over. What do you do, Dale? What do you do, Dale?
Oh, so he was looking at me. Patrice was looking at me.
You're holding the box, so yes. Remember the time you said you were fine with holding the box? This is what it got you.
Yeah, great. Did he say bring it to him, or did he say open it? I thought he said open it.
He wants you to bring it to him and then open it.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to kind of breach the... How far apart are they? Just like within, obviously, pretty close distance.
Oh, like the dudes, they're kind of lined up along the back wall.
Okay.
They're not bunched up.
I'm going to walk up to Patrice, not completely up, but kind of set it on the ground in between us. And kind
he's
of
behind his desk.
He's behind his desk, so I would set it on the desk, basically next to... Okay. What's her name? And I would initiate like the opening of it and kind of, as I'm backing away, reach into my overalls and get my shotgun kind of ready.
Okay. Is anyone else reaching for their weapons?
Yeah. So what weapons?
Is going to like fucking...
So did Dale unlock or open the box?
It's opening. It's like a really big, dumb, complicated like sequence. It takes like 4.5 minutes. It spent like 9,000 rendering hours in the CG lab, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Hold on. Real quick. Metagaming for a second. How likely is it that the fucking head is going to be back in this box?
I don't know. Good question.
I think there's just like a little tiny click from Mary's parasol.
Sure.
Like the release is... like set.
Okay. And is there like that soft rasp of a blade being pulled free?
I think the set, like, is it like a slow kind of mechanism as the box kind of opens?
Yeah.
I think in time with that, there's that like very high pitched metallic hiss as it's leaving the parasol.
Okay.
All right. Tallulah is pulling out Lady Eleanor with her left hand and getting ready.
Okay, sure. Tallulah, as you do that, you feel a katana against your throat.
What the... Who the hell has a katana?
Oh, my dear Tallulah. No, it's... My dear Tallulah, if you had only done this the easy way, all of this could have been avoided.
Okay, so katana against my throat. How... Is the person behind me? Is there a person in front of me? Is there an invisible lady walking around?
Yeah, there's a person.
Am I
going to
fight
Mary
Mrs. Fantastic? Because I'll kick her ass.
There's a lady named Mary holding a katana to your throat.
What the... Taylor, are you already done with all your corruption? What the fuck?
honestly, kind of, yeah.
What?
God, that was gratifying.
What just happened? Hold on.
Mistress Mary, what the fuck are you doing?
Mary, what the fuck? No, Taylor, what the fuck? This is God,
Dale, Yuki, I'm sorry. Dale, Yuki, I'm so sorry you had to get dragged into this. But...
Oh, I know exactly what fucking happened. Taylor traded off their damn character.
Huh?
You shit. You absolute shit.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot her in the fucking gut. I'm killing Mary right now. I'm shooting her in the gut.
You can try. She has a sword to your throat.
She has a sword to your throat. Anything you do will be a keep your cool roll to not get your head cut off.
All right, fuck it. Just go on. Let's do your scene.
It could have been so much easier. Oh, but you spirit warriors always are. Fuck, I keep going doing the southern accent for her. Fuck it, she has a southern accent now. She always should have, but Taylor sucks at it.
Yeah, I'm just very bad at southern accents.
God damn it, Taylor. You do this to me every session. Your character fucks me over.
This isn't their character anymore.
I don't care. Taylor, you know what, fuck it.
Okay, so for the audience, for the X card that we mentioned, Taylor kind of pulled it on their whole character. They were becoming increasingly uncomfortable with her, so she's an NPC now. Taylor's new player character will spring up, you know, whatever.
Or we'll all die.
So for now, I'm just kind of like, I'm gonna take a quick snooze.
God damn it, Taylor, you're...
You're the one whittling in the corner this time.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Oh, but you spirit warriors always are.
Go to hell.
To visit your mother, maybe?
Shit!
Go to hell, you idiotic vampire she-beast spider bitch. Okay, fair enough. Tulua doesn't actually know that she's a spider, so that was out of character. But the other
part. She does. Remember, you figured it out last time.
No, I didn't.
But all she figured out was the name Nephila.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Oh, so Mary still technically owes me a debt, doesn't she?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then I can just, like, fucking, hey, back the fuck up.
Let's see. How does that... Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. It depends on how that works. I mean, I rolled a persuade move, and it didn't get me jack shit, so I don't know if the debt move will get me something.
Let's see.
Make an NPC answer a question, erase a debt.
It gives you +3 to persuade.
Well, I mean, those are useful.
That's like the best one you could do.
That's really the only one. You could also get an honest answer.
Here's one. Give you a worthy and useful gift without cost, like your life.
Fucking Sarah voice. Your life. I'll give you an unlimited life.
Mistress Mary?
Yes, Yuki dear.
If you're going to start doing surprising things, does that mean I should expect you to surprise me by, you know, getting rid of my Hoshinotama or anything like that?
God damn it, Taylor.
I mean, hypothetically speaking.
Oh, Yuki, you should really hold your baubles more closely.
You two help me get out of here, and I'll make sure you get that thing back, kid. And you. Me and you both know what I know about you.
Oh.
Back up, stay out of this fight, and I will keep that a secret.
Give me the blood roll.
This is cashing in a debt.
This is a hell of a blood roll.
This is the persuade. This is the persuade. Like, read the debt move. Make an NPC answer a question about their faction. Introduce you to a powerful member of their faction. Give you a worthy and useful gift without cost. Erase a debt they hold on someone. Give you a debt that they hold on someone else. Or give you a +3 to persuade.
All right, okay.
So you're cashing in a debt to give +3 to persuade on a blood roll that you already have +2 on, I think?
All right, let's fail this.
So this is +4, or right. +5.
Never mind, I succeeded completely.
Yep.
Oh, that's a 10, right?
That's an 11.
11, yeah.
Mary leans in, and her teeth scrape against your ear. Shoot me in the leg. Or no, shoot me in the leg and make it look convincing.
Okay, Tula is going to... So before I do this, I just wanna ask, did we ever cover what holy does? Oh, wait, never mind, that's enchanted, okay.
Tula, that one comes back.
Bringing the fucking tomahawk down as hard as she can into Mary's hip.
Okay, there's no role for this, but you can hear bone and sinew shatter.
Good.
And Mary goes down, like, screaming and crying.
All right. Could she propel herself off Mary's body at the next asshole?
Sure. Let's do that. That is your, fuck, what's that move called? That's your unleash an attack.
Okay. So, do I just roll blood?
Yep.
I got a 5.
Alright. Let's see. So, as soon as Mary screams, like, you don't even have a chance to move, and they're on you, one of them fires the pistol he has in his hands at you. Take 2 harm.
Alright. Fucking... Alright. Let me find the harm thing.
All right, so Yuki, what do you do now?
I hate the system so much. Mm.
Should I consider Mary to have broken her promise to protect my Hoshinotama?
Yes.
Awesome, so I get 2 deaths from her. I'm also declaring revenge against her, which activates my one of my moves.
It does. Read that move out for me.
When you commit to exact revenge on behalf of someone, including yourself, you gain +1 to all rolls against the target of that vengeance. For every scene in which you do not pursue vengeance, suffer 1 harm.
Armor piercing.
Yes. I'm also going to unleash an attack with my Wild Fury fairy power. So I'm lighting up her body as she's screaming on the ground.
Oh, damn.
Let's kill Jesus. This bitch. Take her out. Fuck it.
How much harm does
Mary had nothing?
Right, no. How much does this? That does 2.
2 harm is a close area, or 3 harm close/far.
You want the close/far. So, yeah. Wild Fury, what are you spending for your fairy power? Are you going to mark corruption, or your monarch a debt, or suffer 1 harm?
I'm going to mark corruption.
Quick question. How much harm did the hit with the axe do?
2.
So this will be up to 5.
Yes, but she's not a PC anymore. She doesn't follow the same harm rules.
She has 30 harm and 7 armor?
Not quite.
She does not have armor. I don't think we're going to bullshit that.
No, but she has more HP. Just because that PC's still.
So
it's like a thing.
This is blood on.
You don't roll for Fey Power.
I don't? Oh, that's right. Nope. Damn it.
Yuki just kinda, like, stomps her foot on the ground and screams. And an absolute torrent of raging blue fire shoots from her mouth and engulfs Mary's body. And her screaming gets a lot more convincing, frankly.
Damn it, kid. Hit the things that are up.
Sorry.
Dale, you see all this happen. I think it's time for that Saturday night special to do some work.
So we got Patrice behind the desk. We have 1 guard who just shot at Tallulah, and we have 3 other guards. What are they doing?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me... Tallulah, Dale, Yuki. Let's see. Draw a shape. This here is the desk. It's a big desk.
Mm-hmm. Should have 5 harm already, y'all. Or 4.
Let's see. Oopsie, shit.
I'm going to start looking at other characters.
There we go.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
The wolves have guns. They're also humans, but...
Wait, there's 4? Right. I thought there were 3.
One's Patrice, right?
Yeah, 3 guards and Patrice.
Okay.
This one's Patrice.
Okay. And which one shot? Just one, or does that not matter?
Probably this dude.
Okay. So I'm going to whip out my shotgun. And since it is sawed off, I'm hoping maybe I can hurt more than just the person, more than just Patrice. I'm going to aim at Patrice, though.
Okay. Then give me that blood roll for unleash an attack.
Okay. Oh, no.
So in the next season of Wheel on the Way, bad. On the next episode.
Because we're all about to die.
Maybe.
God damn it, Taylor.
What?
You're shit.
Yep.
That was Taylor, very exciting.
This bitch lit.
I actually love you, this is great, but damn it, Taylor.
So, you fire, but the shot goes wide. And Patrice lights under his desk. And you hear a snarling coming from underneath of it. Alright, so let's see. Tallulah, what do you do?
Okay, so let's take a look at the area here. Where is Chantel?
Oh, good question. There she is.
Oh, that's a bad position, honey.
I mean, she's tied up.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, still a very bad position to be. I think that would make it a worse position to be in, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't choose it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's still a bad position. It's too bad for her. Alright, so there's 1 guard next to her.
Mm-hmm.
Can he be, like, reliably stated to have her?
Yes, if you succeed that roll, you can definitely take her from him.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to unleash an attack on the one nearest to her with Lady Eleanor.
Okay, Lady Eleanor
I'll try Lady Eleanor. Why not?
You also have Grace.
Yeah, Grace is kind of an automatic crossbow.
I mean, you could just sort of unload it at the wall. Chantel's tied up. She's pretty low. You're not likely to hit her.
Yeah. All right. So, Lady Eleanor.
good choice, maybe.
It is
Lady Eleanor. It is. It's also
an attack.
Yeah, give me that roll.
Well, then again, that's totally going to kill Chantel when I fail this roll. Yep. There it is.
Let's see.
Taylor cursed me with the shitty rolls.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not actually. Let's see. Let me see this out. What's your Chantel? Give me plus mortality.
That's bullshit. You know it.
Give me lend a hand.
Oh, Taylor, you're Chantel now, huh?
I thought that might be what was happening.
Yeah, but you've got it. You're gagged, so that's fine.
I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna intentionally kill her.
So give me that mortality roll for lend a hand. It's underneath your factions. Change the drop down to mortality and press the lend a hand.
Y'all spelled her name horribly, by the way.
I spelled it right. That's fucking Taylor.
Yeah, it's Chantale. I'm the one who generated the name, I know.
I might have also fucked it up, I'll be super honest.
You did in the group chat earlier, but...
Probably. So, anyway, that is a 7, which means that... So she's gonna suffer in the consequences, right? On lend a hand? Let me make sure it's the same here. Lend a hand. On a 7 to 9, you expose yourself to danger, entanglement, or cost. And unleash an attack... So, are you going to inflict terrible harm or take something from them?
Do I get a choice of those on,
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna try and take Chantel.
Okay, and are you going to have harm inflicted on you or find yourself in a bad spot?
I mean, if I inflict harm on me, I'll die.
Yes.
So I'm gonna have to find myself in a shitty spot. So can that be like narratively me tossing Chantel towards the direction of the other two?
Yeah, actually that's what I was gonna do. So So you go to aim, but this guy is quick on the draw. His name used to be Maurice. Now it's Hamburger. But just before he can draw a bead on you, Chantel manages to like kick his foot. Even while bound, it's very impressive. And his shot goes wide, and you turn his head to pulp. But while you're doing this, you're also kind of rushing forward to save Chantel. And, I mean, you got her, but... I mean, you're over there. You're over there now.
Okay.
I mean, you've got possession of Chantel. And at this point, a giant gray wolf... absolutely enormous just sort of climbs up on top of the desk from underneath and growls.
Let's find that roll.
Dale, or no, Yuki, it's your turn.
Okay. I probably want to kill the werewolf that's right on top of the desk. Said earlier that it looked like it would make for expensive kindling.
You really did. That's ironic foreshadowing.
So I figure I'm going to use my fave power again, Wild Fury, and, you know, shoot magic foxfire at him.
Okay, give me... so you summon. I think you've just still got your fury. Like, you've still got the fire aura.
Okay.
So give me the blood roll, the unleash and attack.
Okay.
We are rolling like shit, y'all.
You are. That's a plus 2. That's such a bad roll.
Can I roll a lend a hand?
Back. No, you're kind of tied up. So what happens is, you actually do shoot this fire, but it goes wide. And you're right, that desk is very flammable. So is this building. Everything's on fire now.
Again? God damn it, kid.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say that he does take the harm as listed. So he takes two harm because you did the wide angle burst version of it. Okay. Dale, everything's on fire. What do you do?
I suggest running.
We're all by the door pretty much, right? So let's just...
Except for Tallulah and Chantel.
Yeah, but they just have to get around the desk, basically.
Yeah, but fuck Tallulah.
and the giant werewolf on the desk.
I would recommend running.
Let me go ahead and...
Oh,
there we go.
Got big.
Actually, you know what? This boy big.
Oh, he's thick. Oh,
he is quite... He thick.
Yes. Okay.
We might all be boned. Because it's got bones. Taylor, shut your damn mouth.
Well, I don't know how to help them get around it.
What spells do you have?
Book it. I have elementalism. We are we on the water, right? Is this a warehouse on the docks, basically?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
So, the only element really nearby is the water, but then...
What about the huge fire I set?
Oh, the water, the earth, the air, this huge fire.
The element of surprise.
But that's just to, attack with the fire, right? I can't make the fire move, out of the way.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Taylor?
give me your channeling roll, okay. Which is plus spirit.
Okay.
Can we set up a text-to-speech thing to, put in all Taylor's roll, or Taylor's, lines?
Wait. what am I rolling?
You're rolling spirit for channeling.
I see. Keep your cool and let it out.
Just pick one of the spirit ones. There isn't a role for channeling. Matter. Just kind of how this works. What's a 12? You get 3 hold. And so you're going to spend 1 hold on elementalism. What are you making this fire do?
I'm making it kind of curve like a wave over Patrice and onto the other two wolves on the left.
That's actually going to cost 2 hold. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so you've only got 1 hold left. Just remember that, honestly.
Okay.
And so there's that. Tallulah, Yuki sets everything on fire. Dale makes it more on fire, but in a slightly more tactically advantageous way.
Okay. So we're tactically advantageous, right?
I mean, there's a fire covering your escape. This werewolf is still the size of a fucking Volkswagen.
Yeah, okay.
Real quick, pause. Taylor, type in your lines in chat, and you can record them later. This is perfect. Anyway, Tallulah, what are you doing?
I'm going to fucking roll escape.
Oh, sure.
Blood rolls have gone so well this week.
Let's see. So that is escape a situation. When you take advantage of an opening, that's what this is, to escape a situation, roll with blood. On a hit, get away. So what do you do?
Can I point out, I have plus 2 to blood. So far, my blood rolls have either failed or did nothing, with the exception of getting me into a bad situation.
I mean, to be fair, that fight started a lot better than it would have otherwise.
It started with me with a knife to my neck. Well, katana.
Yeah. Imagine how bad it would have been otherwise. Anyway, give me the escape a situation roll.
Okay. Go.
No, it would have been much worse.
I missed.
Did, and you... Oh, God, there's no getting a... God, your rolls are so bad!
Yeah, I know, and I have fucking no health left. My point was to take over Chantel if I died, and Taylor took that from me.
Let's see. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to make... how do I make you not fucking die?
I could literally just throw Chantel to the other ones and die and then just create a new character.
You could also take a scar.
I could.
Yeah, but she rolled
a
5. Aid or interfere doesn't help. No one else can really aid from all the way over there.
Fuck it. I will totally just throw Chantel over there and take a scar.
Dale, if you spend your last hold, I will let you aid or interfere from over there.
What does that mean?
It means roll mortality to try and make Tallulah not fucking die.
Okay, sure.
Or take a scar.
Or that, but... So go to your sheet and go down to the factions and then pick mortality and mm-hmm. press lend a hand, get in the way. And then mark mortality.
Thank God.
Okay. Now, Chantel, give me the same roll.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to still need to pick two of those things off that list.
What's the list?
Which is, you suffer harm during your escape, you end up in another dangerous situation, you leave something important behind, you owe someone a debt for your escape, or you give into your base nature and mark corruption.
I will give into... Yeah, I'll mark corruption and owe Dale another debt.
Okay. Dale, put that down on your character sheet, please.
Well, I suppose I owe whoever you say a debt, but it makes sense for it to be Dale.
It's Dale. So you pick Chantel up, like throw her over your shoulder and just start running. But Patrice doesn't seem that dissuaded by this fire, actually. And he kind of just leans through it and rears back as if to take your head off in one giant bite. Until the fire just sort of spikes up and around him really hard, distracting him enough for you to grab him by the snout and yank his jaw off.
Bad dog.
Oh, dang.
She absolutely yells bad dog when she does it.
And then you run the fuck out.
Okay, so we're outside.
You're outside. The building is still very on fire.
Everybody in there is going to survive, I assume.
Well, there's already some dead people.
Not Mary.
Mary took 5 harm.
Yeah.
I hate wasting villains. You know this. Don't call me out like this.
I mean, I love you. I love you, sir. I love you so much. But everybody like, in there is surviving except for the unnamed henchmen.
Well, they had names. They were,
Dead and Hamburger. No, Maurice, Hamburger is Maurice's new name. And,
Hamburger, Michael, and, Lawrence were their names.
All right. Well... All right. I'll tell
Patrice
Lawrence
is still
to say
alive,
hi to
I assume.
Next time. Oh yeah, Patrice.
He got his jaw ripped off, and he's also on fire.
Patrice is like, fine.
You in character, you should probably assume he's dead. Out of character, obviously, a villain doesn't die when this happens. If you don't see him die, he's gonna come back with a cool magic jaw.
Yeah, but I don't care about him. I care about Mistress Mary.
She has your bird.
Yeah, she probably put it somewhere that where I'll never find it. That doesn't mean
probably.
I shouldn't kill her right now, though.
Hey, Yuki, don't you have... let's see. You already had a debt from Mary, right?
Yeah.
As you walk outside, you actually notice that the Hoshinotama is in your pocket. Erase a debt.
That bitch.
Ain't that sweet. Can I have Tallulah, like, stomp her head on the way out?
Mary's?
It's a joke.
Do you want to?
No.
You kind of do, though.
I don't, as a matter of fact.
So do me a favor and mark corruption.
For the thing earlier or for stomping her head?
For stomping her head.
I didn't stomp her head.
You can't say things like that and then take it back.
Do it.
All right, whatever.
As you walk past, you bring your head down hard. You bring your foot down hard on her head, and it gives in with a sickening crunch. Not like bone, but like chitin.
Alright.
And your boot is kind of covered in, what color is spider blood?
It varies depending on the spider. I think it's like greenish.
And your boot is kind of covered in a greenish yellow ichor.
Alright, well, now Tolu assumes she's dead.
Uh-huh.
She's not, but...
I mean, that's... No. More than I expected to happen to her.
Okay. You also said she doesn't have PC HP anymore, and that is only 6.
You're right. But this is like a coup de grace. Look, I doubt she's coming back anytime soon.
Okay. Alright, we need
You're
to burn
perfectly
down her bookstore
safe.
So she doesn't have a good place to heal up.
You said you locked the door?
Does anybody else lock the door? Because Tallulah's focusing on getting back to Mary's car. and killing
I didn't in lock it. The door.
Yeah, I think we ran out before you.
Yeah, y'all are just running for the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Chantel is still tied up and gagged.
Yeah, don't worry, honey. We'll untie you when we get to the car. That's in character.
Fuck. Where are my fucking notes?
Okay, so Josephine is driving, or did Mary already eat her?
Mary already ate her. Emma is in the driver's seat. And she's like, where's Miss Mary?
Question. Emma is like a regular human, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna feel bad about this. She would too, damn it. Okay, Tallulah's going to just like flip her, or she's gonna flip Josephine around in her hand and just bring the half straight into her neck. Not bring it to her neck, as in to like interrogate her. I mean, she's going to slam it into her neck.
Try to knock her out. Give me the
no, she's killing her.
Give me that unleash an attack roll, and also mark corruption.
It was a bad look, Taylor, man. You fucking betrayed. You betrayed Lula.
Give me the mark corruption and also give me a blood roll.
That's fair. She isn't gonna know anything. I'm so sorry. Well, I mean, she might live. God. I got a 7.
And you're hitting her with, like, the butt of it, or you're shooting her?
No, I flipped it, like, okay, so in my head, she, like, flicked her wrist and the haft fell into her hand. She flipped it up to get her eyes onto it, grabbed it by the handle, and then just slung the blade straight into her neck.
Oh, poof. Let's see.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this goes right into her neck, and she just sort of falls limply over through the driver's side window and is, like, leaning over the door.
Okay, she grabs him with one hand and just yanks her out. Which one do you know how to drive?
Does anyone know how to drive a car?
My feet are too short.
I don't think
Dale I feel like you don't.
Okay, yeah, so no, she's gonna drive. Dale's just never driven.
Chantel can drive.
Yeah, Chantel can probably drive.
You gotta finally untie her?
I mean, that would take a while. We're trying to get out of here quickly.
You've got a knife.
That would still, I mean, like, it takes a while to cut rope.
Not with a magic hatchet.
It's a knife, you just said.
Look, between a wizard, a fucking magic fox, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I think you can get rid of a rope pretty quickly.
Like, on the other hand, I could take revenge on Taylor and just not give them any good lines for the entire session. Okay, Tallulah, like, tosses her.
Chantel is trying to kick you.
Why are you trying to kick me for? What the fuck?
Because you murdered a total stranger.
I mean, she was working for...
She was working for Mary, who betrayed me and stuck a katana to my neck. For all I know, she was a vampire. Tallulah has no idea.
Well, to be fair, like, Emma did ask for Miss Mary.
Yeah.
And you know that Miss Mary was the thin lady who tried to cut Tallulah's head off. So you know these facts.
Nah, Taylor wants to kick me and I'll allow that. Okay, Tallulah, like, plops Chantel down in the driver's seat and just brings Josephine down on the ropes.
Sure. They cut off.
Okay, cool. And then just, like, hops across her in the most disrespectful way possible into the passenger seat.
Of course. Yuki, Dale, do y'all get in this car?
Oh, yeah.
No. Dale does not. Dale is, like, ash white and is, like, and turns, looks at Tallulah and says, I've been an associate of Mary's for years. I could have lied to her. She would have believed me. What the hell?
Get in the car or we're leaving you. Taylor, you want to do your line here?
Chantel probably, like, pulls the gag out of her mouth. It's like a balled up, sweaty ass bandana. Very gross.
Oh, poor dear.
Tallulah, she clearly had no idea what was going on. What are you doing?
Look, I don't... She was a vampire. Let's just go. This is Tallulah's character fault. She actually, in her mind, that person absolutely was a vampire now because they were against her.
I mean, they worked for a vampire.
You just murdered that. If she had been a vampire, she wouldn't have died so easily.
You haven't killed any. How many vampires have you killed, Chantel? I've killed several vampires. They all went.
Oh, yeah, there are vampires that absolutely go down that easily. So let me rephrase that. When you asked, is she human, to the best of your knowledge? Or I guess you don't know is the answer to that.
Well, yeah, but that was more like a meta question. I was trying to see if I could get away with just swinging it without actually rolling.
Yeah,
I suppose retroactively, because I didn't, she was a vampire. Or a badass. Either way. Yeah. Either way, I'm murdering.
Yeah, but I mean, again, humans do work for, like, werewolves and vampires and such. Like, there's a decent chance that at least one of those bodyguards was a human.
Yeah. Yes, can we go? Dale, get in the car.
Dale knows, so he's kind of like squeezing the bridge of his nose, and he's saying, Mary's girls were human. You just killed a human.
Fuck.
So what if she killed a human? If we don't get out of here right now, we're all going to die too, whether we're human or not.
I thought she was a vampire.
Sirens. You hear sirens in the distance.
Well, Dale, get in the car. Come on. We got to get out of here. Unless you want to explain to the cops what her body is doing here. God damn it, Tula.
Speaking from experience, law enforcement sucks.
Yeah, Chantel, you don't know shit about Mary. Sorry.
You can't just cut people's throats because you think.
Look. Listen.
I mean, she shot a dude in the head to save you. And I will say this, now that you're in the driver's seat, you definitely notice that there is a shotgun next to the driver's seat. That was an easy reach of this woman.
Also, I was kind of... I haven't slept at all. I want to point that out. Tula's not in a good place of mind.
We're talking about this.
That's fine. Dale, come on.
Where are you going?
We're going to my place. No, shit. We'll drop you off at your place if you want. If not, I don't know.
Dale, really begrudgingly gets into the back.
All right, where are we going?
Take us back to the house. I'll figure something out.
End of session move, which is, well, the end of session is very simple. It's, does anyone feel like there is a faction that they understand better after this?
They were knight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think this is really, like, good and symbolic.
Okay, so you're gonna put knight up one. What are you gonna put down one in response?
Alright, so like I said, I think this is really good and symbolic. Tula understands vampires and werewolves a little bit better. Tula has lost a little bit of her mortality.
I like that. So you're up to 3 knight, 0 mortality.
I'm up to 2 knight, 0 mortality.
Oh, you already changed it.
Yeah.
Anyone else going to change anything?
I don't think so.
Dale?
No. I don't think so.
Hey guys, sorry about the kind of early ending. There was some stuff that came up, you know, whatever, it happens. It's still a decently sized episode, a little shorter than usual. Sorry, scheduling has been awful these past couple of weeks. I apologize to all of you. I hope it was still an enjoyable episode. Like I said, the X card, which we've brought up before, it's basically an ongoing active blacklist. It's a really neat thing. But we've basically X-carded Mary out as a player character, at the very least. She seems pretty dead, but she's also a villain, and villains who disappear in fires and no one confirms the kill tend to come back.
I mean,
but Tula also kind of confirmed the kill.
She's fine.
So she might be fine. That's why that happened. Taylor is now playing Chantel. We'll get into her intro next week. I'm really sorry about the timing issues, and I hope you all have a wonderful whatever week time period that it is when you listen to this, because it's asynchronous and I didn't really think about that until halfway through this sentence, or halfway through what the sentence should originally have been, because at this point it's a long, drawn out, run-on mess with at least 7 semicolons and more commas than like a grammar warehouse,
more commas than the entirety of my writing, which is a lot. Happy Tuesday the 21st, everybody, which is when you should be listening to this. If you're not, get good.
Come on. Maybe they start listening later. Maybe they're busy on Tuesday. This thousands of years in the future, and our podcast is all that remains of a long-dead civilization.
All right. If we're all that remains...
Sweet.
I had purple hair. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Galaxy hair.
It's real good. I have brown hair, but I'm thinking about putting a stripe in it.
Ooh. You totally should. Dyeing your hair is super
like a
fun.
White? What kind of stripe?
I was thinking like a really good like shock of like lime green.
Ooh.
Badass.
Yeah.
You think that would look good on me?
Yeah, green, springy green is definitely one of your colors.
I can get you, or I can refer you a good dye. I don't know if it's good or not, but it works for me.
You can refer me a dye that exists.
I can refer you the one dye Walmart has.
But yeah, I'm probably going to put a streak in my hair. You can see it on Snapchat.
Nice.
Let's see. And I think that's it. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.